Module 4, Creating an Effective Atmosphere. When people are involved in a conflict, there is typically a lot of negative energy. Anger, frustration, and disappointment are just a few of the emotions often felt. By establishing a positive atmosphere, we can begin to turn that negative energy around and create a powerful problem-solving force. This creates a strong beginning for the conflict resolution process. Neutralizing emotions. Before beginning the conflict resolution process, both parties must agree that they want to resolve the conflict. Without this crucial buy-in step, achieving a win-win solution is close to impossible. Once participants have agreed to resolve the conflict, it is important to neutralize as many negative emotions as possible. This means giving the participants in the conflict time to vent and work through the feelings associated with the conflict. Key steps for the people in conflict include: accept that you have negative feelings and that these feelings are normal. Acknowledge the feelings and their root causes. Example, I feel very angry about the way George spoke to me in that meeting. Identify how you might resolve your feelings. Example, if George apologized to me, I would feel a lot better. This can generate ideas about what the root cause of the conflict is and how to resolve it. Example, George and I haven't been getting along very well since the merger. I wonder if he might be having some stress and anxiety. Setting ground rules. Ground rules provide a framework for people to resolve their conflict. Ground rules should be set at the beginning of any conflict resolution process. They can be very brief or very detailed, whatever the situation requires. Ground rules should be developed and agreed upon by both parties, positive when it is possible. For example, we will listen to each other's statements fully rather than we will not interrupt, fair to both parties, enforceable, adjustable, written and posted somewhere where both parties can refer to it, for more formal dispute resolution processes. If the parties are using a mediator to help them resolve the conflict, it is important that the ground rules be developed by the parties and not the mediator. The mediator's role is that of a guide and mentor, not a judge or supreme ruler. Some examples of ground rules include: we will listen to each other's statements fully before responding. We will work together to achieve a mutually acceptable solution. We will respect each other as individuals and therefore not engage in personal insults and attacks. Participants can use the ground rules throughout the conflict resolution process to monitor and modify their behaviors. Ground rules give participants an objective, logical way of addressing personal attacks and emotional issues. An example, Joe, I feel like you have cut off my last several statements. We agreed at the beginning of this that we would listen to each other's statements fully before answering. If the conflict is being mediated, this also gives the mediator a fair way to give participants feedback and help them work with the conflict. Since the same rules are being applied to everyone, it can help the mediator maintain fairness and avoid bias. Choosing the time and place. The right time and place is often a key part of resolving conflict. Trying to solve a major team issue 5 minutes before the end of the shift just isn't going to work. People are going to be focused on going home, not on the problem. When possible, choose a quiet place to discuss the conflict. Make sure that there is lots of time allowed. Minimize distractions if possible. Turn cell phones off, forward office phones to voicemail, and turn off computers. If you are mediating a conflict resolution meeting, be conscious of the needs of both parties when scheduling the meeting. Make sure that the time chosen works well for both of them. Choose a location that is neutral, one that they are both comfortable with or that neither has visited before. Removing distractions will enable both parties to concentrate on the matter at hand. Resolving the conflict. Case study. Cal fumed with anger. He could see no light at the end of the tunnel. James felt that he lost his footing on the project as well. Cal and James hemmed and hawed like children in a schoolyard because each wanted to be right. Their boss Mildred heard the word war and marched right in to nip it in the bud. Mildred knew that the only solution would be for both Cal and James to meet in the middle. They lined up their points and studied each fragment until they found the middle ground they could both walk on without feeling like they were going to topple over. Mildred applauded their efforts and rewarded them with a pat on the back to show her appreciation for a job well done.